right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A new study looked at 47,000 movies, and they decided the most influential movie of all time is The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yeah, followed by Star Wars, and then Psycho, and the 1933 version of King Kong. And they're talking influential as far as movies, the way they're made now.
Oh, I see.
And,
okay.
And the impact that they had at that time, the wow factor, and how some of them changed things.
I could see
that. The Wizard of Oz was quite... I remember my mom and dad talking about when that movie came out, it was like, whoa, look at this, and the color, and the fantasy, and the whole thing.
And remember when it would come out, they only showed it like once a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was the biggest family night of all time.
Yes, absolutely.
And you all gathered around the TV.
Because that's where you got to see it.
Yeah.
There was nowhere else you could see it.
No.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very cool. Dolly Parton was on The Tonight Show Friday night. This is hilarious. She was talking about Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston has a Netflix movie coming out. It's called Dumplin'. And she wanted Dolly Parton to do the music for it. And she talked about how much she loved Jennifer Aniston. And apparently her husband really likes Jennifer as well.
I love her to death. My husband is crazy about her. I think he kind of fantasizes like a threesome.
What?
Go back home.
No, but that's he does. And I think, he can't even get it out to pee, much less get it out to pee.
Can't get it out to pee, much less get it out for three. She is a flippin' riot.
I would fantasize about that, too.
Oh, man. No kidding. Oh, my gosh. By the way, she and Carl Dean, they have been married 52 years.
Wow.
She is 72 years old. He's 76. So, yeah, I know.
Well, see, that husband that nobody knew about.
Yeah.
He's never mentioned.
No. She'll mention him occasionally, but you don't really see him. He's always been, that supportive. And they're, like, so madly in love still.
Well, clearly,
but
he's
I know.
Very much alive.
That's so funny. Yeah, no. No kidding. Well, until. And sad news, but boy, a life well led. George H.W. Bush died Friday at his home in Houston, 94 years old. His last words, apparently, "I love you too," in a phone call to his son, George W. Mm-hmm. Now his wife, Barbara, of course, died this past April. We'll highlight a couple of things this hour with George H.W. I'll tell you one thing, if you loved his politics, if you didn't like his politics, he was a classy guy who he even wound up loving his adversaries. They say that he and Bill Clinton were like brothers. They became the best of friends. And classy man. We'll talk more about him this hour. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.